the inevitable call has come from sport, though, for the government to do something about this border under the light system. Super Rugby, right, back in February, but under the current rules wouldn't work, given teams would need to self-isolate for 7 days. So what to do? Crusaders boss Colin Mainsbridge with us. Colin, morning to you.
Morning, Mike. How are you, mate?
I'm well indeed. Are you speaking for all of Super Rugby? You're all on the same page?
I think we're all doing our best to get prepared. So, yeah, we're all all doing our very best to make sure we're ready for a competition next year.
Surely you could bubble up in a way that would work. I mean, it can't be that hard, can it?
I think that's the thing. It's the traffic light system gives us the opportunity to play in front of crowds, with double vaccinated attendees and people wearing masks and following other public health advice. We're obviously quite keen to take professional and government and public health advice. We're grateful for them getting us to where we are now. But I guess that the one opportunity we think is that if you think about a bubble of professional athletes in any code, thinking about the Phoenix, the Warriors, Super Rugby teams, bubbles of professional athletes being managed intensively both here and in Australia, the risk profile might be slightly less than some of the other risk profiles that emerge from returning travellers.
Have you got a sense the government are interested or not?
Well, I think so. I think, their first job, obviously, is to come out with as much clarity as they can, as early as they can, and sort of make some hard and fast rules. And it's probably quite difficult for them to start sort of enticing exceptions. It probably uses up a bit of capacity that could be otherwise used. So I think we've got to do some preparation, and that's what we're thinking about now. How can we explore ways to make this so easy that that made across all codes, so easy that the government really goes, that makes a little bit of sense, and it's a very, very low risk profile. So that's the challenge we've set ourselves.
If there's a will, there's a way, and I wish you well with it, because we can't have another season wrecked by it. Colin, appreciate your time as always. Colin Mainsbridge, who's the Crusaders CEO, of course. Come back and talk about the damage. Some numbers on tourism this week just make your eyes water and your heart break.